Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Stitcher Premium. The holidays are coming up. Why not give yourself the gift of Stitcher Premium? They have an incredible Black Friday deal going on that you will not want to miss. Get 50% off your first payment for a limited time when you go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code DLM50. That's $17.50 for an entire year of Stitcher Premium. Spend cozy winter nights binging on all 10 seasons of the Doug Loves Movies archives and all the bonus episodes of The Benson Interruption completely ad-free. Plus, with Stitcher Premium, get access to new original shows, exclusive bonus episodes of your favorite podcasts, and hundreds of stand-up comedy albums. Just go to stitcherpremium.com/premium and use the promo code DLM50. That's DLM50 for 50% off your first payment. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. You can customize everything from look and feel to settings and products using beautiful templates created by world-class designers. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. I'm doing pretty good right now. And I love movies!
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Yay! You guys are the best. Here we are once again coming to you from... This isn't some Russian comedy situation. This is American comedy. We're at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego. FAMETALIA, Tijuana, Mexico. I've got a script over here, but I'm going to go off script for a second. Our president... It's Wednesday, November 22nd, Thanksgiving Eve, 2017, and I can always count on Sandy D. Let go of my San Diego to bring some name tags. Let me see them, you guys. Oh, shit. I was right. Always lots of good ones. Strangely, kind of a right brain more than a left brain kind of thing tonight. Depending on your point of view, from where I'm sitting, the left side looks a little lighter, but maybe somebody's holding up a huge thing. Oh no, it's a little submarine? Is that like a yellow submarine?
The Hunt for Red Scott-tober.
Oh, the Hunt for Red Scott-tober. Pardon me with the only other submarine movie. Well, I guess there was K-9 Widowmaker. Not K-9. That was John Belushi. Matt Ilda, I saw that one on the internet today. Very, very good job. You kind of look like the lady who stars, what's her name? Hawkins, that stars in the new Shape of Water movie. Because he's Matilda in the picture. You guys can't see it, but I'm telling you. He looks like that lady. I also saw this Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 today on the internet. It's got some great photoshopping of Jacob Siroff as Groot. And Jacob's not here tonight. Yeah, I know, right? You guys love him. Especially people sitting up front, because he really, really goes after people. Straw Dogs, a film by Doug Benson. Where's your name in that? Your name is Straw? Stephen Straw. Okay. I don't think I deserve credit for Straw Dogs, whether it stars Dustin Hoffman or James Marsden or you. Those are all the Straw Dogs I know. Shart instead of Shrek? What's your name? Art.
Ah, my favorite. Put him down, everybody. Shart's in town.
Holy shit. Next time, if you come to the show, I hope you do Shart School Confidential. Doug plugs the 12 Guests of Christmas, Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Sunday is sold out, so get tickets to Monday night, which might still have tickets when you hear this. Tuesday, December 5th, Douglas Movies is back at the UCB Theater Franklin location in Los Angeles. Plus, 12 Guests of Christmas shows at Largo in Los Angeles are on December 12th and 13th. The 13th starts off Tate Crazy Nights all over the country. December 13th through 20th, shows with Jeff Tate on every show. And don't forget the holiday taint. Douglas Movies will be back here at the American Comedy Company on Tuesday, December 26th. And then I'll be doing stand-up in Irvine on the 27th and 28th at the Improv in Irvine. Are the lights still up like I'm looking at name tags, or do I need more glaucoma medication? I like you guys in darkness, because then I can't get mad at you as any individuals. Just some voice in the crowd that makes me go, I never did get a good look at the lady who yelled out Amy Adams. No idea what she looks like, which is good for her sake. Not that I'd do anything, but you know what I mean. All of my dates and deets are at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
What was that last thing? Did someone throw in a no? Weird. I got some stuff in a prize bag. It's a beautiful bag from Bebo, is the company that makes edibles and vape pens. And I included in the bag a lovely packaged Bebo sativa dominant vape pen that's disposable, and it looks like copper. It looks like, you know, those drinks that you drink out of the copper cup, Moscow Mule. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Oh, I'm never going to drink that again. I'm anti-Moscow. Right? This is the American Comedy Company. I just promoted a Moscow Mule. Do they even sell Moscow Mules here? Yeah. They do? In that special cup? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Collusion! Also in the bag is a tiny Heinz tomato ketchup sauce. Who doesn't love tiny condiments? So cute. Oh, speaking of tiny and cute, this is a spray that you may have seen on Getting Dug with High. It's called Jumbo. Yeah, I'm giving away a little bottle of Jumbo because, you know, hang on to it till January 1st when everything really flips and becomes completely legal here in California. I mean, I guess you can have Jumbo anytime. That's their slogan. I guess you could have it anytime. Jumbo. I also brought from the company that makes Getting Dug with High an official Jash hat. So if we're doing a show anywhere and you want to sneak in acting like a crew member, you could wear that. And then I'd be like, oh, shit, it's that guy. And we'd wink, and then we'd both hold up some Mentos. It was feeling like a Mentos ad to me. Oh, my friend Sam Levine's always giving away these For Your Consideration DVDs, which I've always been told the FBI will knock on my door. So whoever wins these, just be cool. I've got The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, and the sequel, Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close. And also, it's now become a tradition, I think, for the gift bag here in San Diego, a copy of San Diego Magazine. Learn about your damn city! I'm tired of you not knowing anything about your city. This has got a tribute to the military. I kind of want to hang on to it now. And the ultimate guide to global cuisine. Well, it's San Diego. What the fuck? Let's keep it San Diego. Why are you talking about all over the globe? I guess it's global cuisine that you can get here. Now, you guys, I'm just putting everything back in the bag. Just really fun to listen to and watch. I don't know which is better. But tonight, you know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, so it's a big ask for my show-busy L.A. friends to be here tonight in San Diego the night before Thanksgiving. But I got a couple of dudes here that, you know, if you listen to the show regularly, you love. But we need a third competitor tonight, and it's going to be one of you. That's right, for the third or fourth or maybe fifth time in the history of this show, and not because anyone's getting thrown off, I am going to go into the crowd and pick three people to come up here and quickly compete in a game from the show, and the winner of that will get to remain as a guest for the rest of this thing tonight. For the rest of the thing. Holy shit, this is like Rudy or something. The enthusiasm, that clapping was more like the end of a sports movie. Maybe Tin Cup, it was a little reserved. Should I have said Legend of Bagger Vance? Nope. All right. So hold up your name tags again, because I like to go by amazing name tags to make this decision. And we have to get Shard up here. Shard has to play. And, you know, I'm just intrigued by Straw Dogs and Steven Straw. So let's get Steven up here. And let's get we gotta get a lady up here. Yeah. Yeah, right? What's that one over there all about? Everybody's pointing at her. Is it you? Do you think you'd be good at this? She says no, but her friends say yes, which is probably really cruel of them. But come on up here, young lady. Yeah, bring your drink if you want. Sit where you have a stool to put it on. There you go. Here she comes. Let me see your name tag. All right, I changed my mind. Sit down. No, this is pretty cool. It's Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah. Pass that back to her. Why'd you go with Last Crusade rather than Temple of Doom?
Last Crusade is my favorite one.
It is?
Yes.
Of all three?
Of all three.
Okay, I've got so many things to say to you right now. But I'm just happy that you came up here. I don't know how many more women made name tags tonight, but... we got a couple more? But you didn't think you'd be great up here, did you? No. See, that people know their strengths. I mean, one look at these two bearded toque-wearing weirdos. Is that what those things are called? Toques?
Beanie.
Beanie? Okay.
A beanie.
All right, dude. Tell me about yourself. Oh, well, you don't have to tell me about you. I already talked to you at length, Steven Straw. But how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm having fun. How are you?
I'm doing all right. At this point, it's just kind of a countdown to when do I get to smoke again.
I am right there with
Thank
you.
Thank God there's alcohol in the interim. But thanks for coming up here, Steven. How do you think you're going to do tonight?
I hope to do really well, and I hope to stay up here.
Oh, it's all about hoping.
Well, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Put me on the spot like that.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes, please, everybody, thoughts and prayers for me.
Yeah, especially the listeners. Hope and pray for an outcome that's already been determined, and your hope and prayers wouldn't have anything to do with in the first place. And Art is here, everybody. And not only does he have a cool Shrek poster that says Shart and says Shrek, but he made a green face me for Shrek. And then there's Sam is the lady character, I think. And Jacob is the donkey. The racist donkey. And Mark Wahlberg is the dragon. Yeah, greatest fairy tale never told. Shart. Oh, wait, there's weed on this thing, too? Holy shit, I can't believe I picked you for other reasons.
That's fair.
That's ridiculous. Good job, Art. All right, so... to determine who gets to stay up here, we're going to see who can last longest in Last Man Stanton. You determine your order by how you sat down. We're going to start with Deanna and then go to Steven and then Art. I picked somebody from the audience to determine what name we're going to use tonight, and that person's name is Sean A. Rothrock. Yo! Got here. You got a good seat, did you? So excited. You contacted me on the internet, and then you got here like 10 minutes before showtime. What's up, Rothrock? You doing good?
Yeah.
All right. I guess, I mean, it's no big, you can sit in the back. It's just a podcast. Close your eyes. Pretend you're listening to it at home. You reached out to me on Instagram, which is unusual. I don't like that. So what's your suggestion, dude?
Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. Never done before except for maybe 50 times. No, but this is good because these three people obviously have never competed against each other probably in anything before. Are you all just meeting for the first time?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, did any of you come here alone?
No.
Well, she knew that about.
I'm just guessing.
I drove here alone. But I met with a friend.
All right. I was enjoying the puzzle. All right, here we go. The films of Sam Jackson. I'm not going to play because we got to move this along. Starting with Deanna. Go.
Deep Blue Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Show off.
Jurassic Park.
Nice. Don't murmur answers, you guys, because, you know, these guys can hear you. We want a fair competition.
Shaft.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to be shafted.
Well, if they were, then perhaps a black snake might moan. Black snake moan.
Listen, I know what you're trying to do, but that was terrible.
Sorry, Doug. It was last minute. I'm sorry, man.
Deanna.
Snakes on a Plane.
Whoa. Double snake action. That'd be a fun double feature if you like two movies that are terrible back to back. Steve?
Iron Man.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Sam Jackson. Okay. He's in the post-credits
scene. Yeah, all right. You win.
Oh, there you go, guys. He said I win, you guys.
No, no, that round between you and me, that argument. All right.
The Hateful Eight.
What?
The Hateful Eight.
Oh, okay. Deanna.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
Whoa. That's sneaky. Steven?
Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Holy shit, you guys are good. Art?
Django Unchained?
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay.
That was my next one.
So I like that.
I'm going to have to say Goodfellas.
Wow. Nice pull. Art? Are you in a band?
I'm not.
You're really working that mic like a musician. I'm getting a real Two Princes vibe watching you. So go ahead now. You got another one?
Star Wars Episode 2, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. Oh, people don't like it. Oh, yeah. You do have it mixed up, I think.
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Nice. Nice save.
Well, then I'm going to take Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Nice.
Coming to America.
Wow, you are... You were deep cut, Johnson. Holy shit. Art?
Two Princes?
You can get your lifeline is yourself. You can go to yourself.
All right. All right.
If you need it.
Two Princes is. I'm out.
Is all
I'm
you
out.
Can think of?
Yeah, I'm out.
Dude, you did great. Thank you so
Thank
much
you,
for
Doug.
Being up here. Don't forget your drink. Deanna?
I'm iffy on this one.
Go for it. Oh, iffy. So
Avengers
many Sam Jackson
2,
movies.
Age of Ultron. No? No.
What do you guys think? Yes. Wow, people are going, eh, and people are saying yes. That's exactly right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's at the farmhouse.
He's at the farmhouse.
That's not what's going on.
Oh.
Wait, what happened?
I think I said the title wrong.
Oh, shit. Because they're arguing about something
Avengers
else over
here. Avengers Age of Ultron. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, and he's in it. Okay.
The other guys.
Whoa.
I got one more.
Oh! Aggressive.
I think I'm out. Oh, I'm totally blanking. I know he's been in 8 billion things.
Yeah, no, that's how this game works, is we miss a lot of the big ones.
Super obvious.
What's your next one, Steven?
National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
Nice.
Oh, it's got a 1 at the end? I don't think it does.
Either way, I'm still up here.
I think it's National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon, but you might have a 1. Might be like History of the World Part 1. But yeah, thank you, Deanna. Great try. Now, Steven, put your microphone down, and it's Steven Straw, right?
Yeah, we're
okay, so I'm going to introduce you with the other two guests. So just go back there behind the that crazy bookcase door they have there. And he's on the other side of it. He's meeting the other two people. Did you guys see the other guests walk in tonight?
No.
So okay, so this is going to be a surprise for everybody. And it's going to be an interesting competition because Steven really killed that game. Maybe we just picked a guy who just loves Sam Jackson. He's just like a president. He runs the I Love Sam Jackson podcast. It's called One Bad Mother Effer. All right, so what am I looking at here? I think I have to... here we go. Please give a warm welcome to my guests. Just writing it in, make sure I have it. Steven Straw, Kevin Kraft, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lucky Logan. Lucky. Hey guys.
Hey Doug.
Hi Doug.
Hi Doug. Let's meet you individually. Starting with first time guest on the show. Hey man, my math's not that bad. Hey Sam, it's great to have you for the first time.
Thanks. How did the games work?
Yeah. It's Steven Straw, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on, dude? What kind of projects you got going on?
I work multiple jobs. I'm a trivia host. I work in the world of professional wrestling. like one of your guests, Colt Cabana.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a wrestler, though. I'm just a manager. I don't get physically involved unless I absolutely have to.
Okay. Yeah, you'd seem like it'd be fun for them to throw around a little bit, though.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I actually brought prizes for the gift bag, if you want.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that in a minute. Like, what do you have for the bag? I was hoping you'd have to pull some cold, hard
Look
cash out.
No.
But it looks like you're prepared with some garbage.
I did. It is garbage.
But hang on a second. I'll ask you about it in a second. We're just going to proceed like a normal show. You're just going to act like a normal guest.
There we go. Don't mind me.
And they say wrestling isn't real.
It's really
All right.
me, damn it.
All right, Sam, that's the last straw.
I didn't hear that joke a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, my God. You're already fitting in perfectly because you're talking when it's not your turn. Just like all the other comedians. No, don't put the mic down. Next thing you know, I have to tell you to talk into the microphone. It's a whole thing. But I just want to say, before we get into what's in the prize bag, who the other guests are, starting with Kevin Kraft, everybody.
Hello, Doug.
A recent addition to the show, finally had you on after seeing you around for years over at the Jason Ellis show on, now it's called Faction Talk.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah,
they
right.
They seem to change the channel name on us a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, why would Faction Talk stick? That's not a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that even fucking mean?
No one knows.
Yeah, there's
no
a faction
one. Literally
of people
no one.
That gather and talk. And you can listen to it. Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Like every other station has.
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah.
All right. And but you can be heard weekdays from...
Noon to 3.
Noon to 3
Pacific. Yes, on Channel 103 Sirius XM, the Jason Ellis Show.
Nice. Yeah. And you've actually succeeded in besting one of the other panelists on the show tonight in a previous episode.
Yeah, with a Matt Besser assist.
Well, okay.
I would say.
Well, you, tonight you might get an assist from Art. I mean, Steven. Sorry. I like Art more. I'm not, what can I say? I couldn't tell you which one is which in a lineup, but just has more of an essence that I like. But I'm worried for everybody tonight because I think Steven is really. He's here to play. He's not going to fuck around.
I am.
Yeah. But also, he's got to contend with Sam Levine, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, American Comedy Company. Doug, even though I'm violently ill, I wasn't going to let a six-hour traffic ride from Los Angeles stop me. I'm coming down here. That's right. Give me your sympathies. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine, guys. And it's nothing contagious, too. It's feline AIDS. I'm not sure how I got it.
That's one of the great things about living in San Diego is you don't have to drive down from Los Angeles. Because you just live here.
I should just live here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the greatest city. What's the expression? Finest. Oh, it's fine, all right. Oh, that city is fine. Look at the ass on that city. All right, that's enough of that, you guys.
Yeah.
How dare you, Steven?
My apologies.
All right, I'll break it out. What do you got for the prize bag, dude?
All right.
I'm a bit frightened.
Oh, don't be frightened. Sorry.
It's going to be intense.
So I, since I work in professional wrestling, these are all things that I sell at my merchandise table.
Got a singlet in there?
No.
Is that what they're called?
I wear a full piece suit.
Oh, look at this fancy ass.
Oh, it's in the front pouch. That's right.
Oh, it's in the front pouch. Okay, that's not. As...
I brought a little. I work in a group called Everett Scat International. This is our take on Abbey Road. It's me and all the people that are in my group.
I think you dropped your weed,
Wait, what's
sir.
What's somebody supposed to do with this thing?
No. It's an empty bag, but yeah, it's for weed. I brought a keychain that my wife made. I sell those for $4 a piece, and I brought a duct tape wallet that I sell for $5. And that is what I brought for the gift bag.
Yeah, this is some fine craftsmanship right here.
There's actually a spot in it to hold your license and your money.
But I mean, did everybody see the size bag he was holding when he said he brought stuff from the for the prize bag? This shit could have come out of one pocket.
It
could have been in your breast pocket on your flannel.
I carry everything in my satchel. What can I say?
I dig the texture of this wallet, though.
If you like it, I got another one in my car I can give to you.
No, I'll just take
Wait,
this
Wait, there's
one.
Two of those that exist?
I'll be honest with you. I've sold 2 dozen duct tape wallets
How
for $5
many
a piece.
Ducks
fuck me.
Had to die for this. All right, so Sam's eating, so let's see what Kevin brought.
All right, so you know how they have those pop, Funko Pop figures, and there's basically one for fucking everything in pop culture?
Yeah, but they have to make a lot of them, so it's got to be something in pop culture that's popular enough that they think it's worth making a lot of them.
Well, where do you stand on Long Duck Dong?
Oh, that's my a classic. God.
From 16 Candles.
The trouble with this is that the gong that comes with it is so expensive. Like, that's how they get you, is you get the doll, but, like, you know, every time it appears, you got to hit a gong. So you have this big, massive gong you have to buy for $3,800. All right, what else?
I also got a Battlestar Galactica toy, this Cylon bobblehead thingy.
People are into that.
I got a Hateful Eight program from when they showed it in 70mm at the ArcLight.
Yeah, the Roadshow version. Yeah, that's cool.
And then I got some stuff from the Jason Ellis show. We got a Ellis Mania 14 shirt, which you were an announcer at.
Great event. So much fun.
A Red Dragon's beer pong set, Red Dragon's shot glass, Wolf Knives patch. I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought everything you own, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Throw that in there, and then I'll take the whole thing. All right. Sam, what do you got?
Well, once again, I know you guys are big baseball fans down here in San Diego, but you're like, I don't really want to wear a Padres hat. That's okay. You can wear one that says MLB.com. Just let people know you're a fan of the sport. A fan of the sport in general. Thank you to my friend Melissa Wester for supplying me with that. And some of Amazon's fine programs that you can stream, but if you're cheap and you don't have the Amazon Prime, this is my gift to you. The entire season of The Man in the High Castle, as well as the critically acclaimed and wonderfully touching and funny Tig Notaro show, One Mississippi. And I somehow pulled this out of my ass after Doug mentioned it in the pre-show. Little film called The Legend of Bagger Vance.
No! No!
That is correct.
How is that possible? That
See
is,
the film everyone's talking about.
That is insanity.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Well, you know, I love the song over the end credits, Getting Baggy With It. Oh, shit, here we go.
Here you go.
Thanks. All right, so somebody's going home with enough bags to look like they live on the streets. It's perfect for around here. You might as well get some change while you're at it. I was walking with I went to CVS today, and I was walking with a bag, and a homeless gentleman in these parts walked up to me and went, "Hey, CVS, do you got any change?"
You think it was a monogrammed bag?
It took me a second to realize he was talking to me. Like, what an interesting way for a... You just don't usually get roasted by the homeless. Like,
maybe he was talking to the bag.
Yeah, maybe. That same guy would walk up to you, Sam, and go, "Hey, Fuzzy Face, you got any money?"
That could be anyone in San Diego, Doug.
Well, you were walking alone.
I know. No, it's fine, guys. I was walking alone. It was me. I was deflecting.
All right, I'm going to ask the question that I ask on almost every show, starting with you, Kevin. What was the last movie you saw in any format?
I saw Justice League, Doug.
Whoa, what format?
In a theater, like a Jackass.
70 millimeter?
Oh, fuck.
3D?
Yes. It actually was
IMAX,
70 millimeter.
D-Box?
Yeah. 70 millimeter.
Fart face? What?
No, I'm going to the fart face screening next
you
week.
You went 70 millimeter?
70 millimeter for a film that's like 80% CGI.
At
which
the ArcLight in Hollywood?
Yes.
I didn't like that the villain was a CGI dude. I was over that.
But yeah, it was Mance Rayder from Game of Thrones that was playing that guy.
What did you think of the movie overall? No spoilers.
I went in expecting...
So no people are dying to go be disappointed by it.
I went in expecting it to be just a pile of diarrhea. And I'd say it was
Which is quite an accomplishment, because I don't know about you, but when you try to stack diarrhea It just goes everywhere. So, like, just the fact that they accomplished that, you know, they should get some kudos. The
but
candy
it was
bar
a...
that looks like frozen diarrhea. Candy bar.
It was a solid turd. Like,
you
it
got
wasn't...
through it okay?
Yeah, it wasn't Suicide Squad. It wasn't Batman v Superman. It wasn't Man of Steel.
Made you more hopeful for the next one?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot more action in it. It wasn't just fucking moping and boring dialogue. It was ridiculous and stupid, but there was a lot of fighting, which was cool.
All right.
So, yeah, make of that what you will. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a real no one knows what to do with their lives now after hearing that.
If you want to see, like, Batman and Wonder Woman do stuff, it might be worth your time.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's cool. I like her.
Yeah, she's cool in it.
Steven?
Last night, I watched Demolition Man.
Did you sense that you were going to be here tonight and needed something to brag about?
No. I was a little high and was scrolling through one of my streaming services and went, oh, Demolition Man. I haven't seen this one in a couple of years.
Yeah, let's watch a long Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah, get serenaded by Dan Cortez.
Yeah, the trouble with that movie and me is I get really high and then I eat all my soap. Very specific reference from Demolition Man. Rob Schneider's the comic relief in that. Did he make you laugh?
Not really. Wesley Snipes makes me laugh more than Rob Schneider does.
Oh, yeah, Wesley Snipes is weird. That, like, the last fight scene they have at the end just sort of seems like, I don't know, a little anticlimactic.
He gets frozen.
He's so scary through the whole movie, and then when he fights Demolition Man, it's like, no, not that big of a deal.
The way he says, teddy bear.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say? Well, yes, I do. Teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
How did you know the passcode? I have no idea.
Income taxes. Sam, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Lady Bird this
week.
Oh,
delightful.
Yeah, the Greta Gerwig.
Is that playing in cinemas in San Diego yet?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I cannot recommend it strongly enough.
It's crazy good, isn't it?
A very entertaining
film. Laurie Metcalf sort of seems to have Best Supporting Actress sewn up.
I would... nomination guaranteed.
Yeah. Same with Saoirse Ronan.
Yes.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. I think that's
she
how she
has been amazing in all the movies she's been in, but this is the best yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I really liked her in Atonement,
yeah,
which was like the first thing like from 10 years ago. But we've really...
Did she get a nomination for that?
I think she might have. I think she might have. Yeah, no, she's phenomenal. And she's Irish. And
right, plays an American girl.
And she plays an American
girl.
So beautifully, it almost makes me upset that like this Irish girl is doing a better job at the English language than most of us are.
Right. A friend of the show, Jacob Siroff, who's a very surly sort of dude, he said that the last half hour of that movie, he cried the entire time.
Okay.
Yeah, right? I was like, okay, pussy, but...
Yeah, I think maybe he had his own stuff going
but
on.
That still
then, but
shows some of the power of that movie.
It is very moving,
it's very
absolutely.
Well done, yeah.
Yeah.
But Jacob also did, like, Phantom Menace.
No, I know, but I hope he didn't cry during it.
Oh, and before Twitter comes after me, I meant American English. Because, yes, Irish people also speak technically English. I don't want to get too... Sorry.
Wow,
I have a fever.
You're really... you're really...
getting ahead of the trolls
going
there.
Going out to the... you're really worried about the Irish coming at you.
You know...
Aren't they a little drunk to even care? A little too drunk? See, they're going to come after me now.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
The fighting Irish. All right, so turn off the show, Bert.
Let the games begin! Gentlemen, name tags aplenty.
Go ahead and pick. You've heard about this maybe a lot of times, maybe seen it in person, Stephen, but tonight you get to pick a name tag. And if do not pick your own name tag, Stephen.
No.
And while you go look for it.
Shart!
Oh, wow. That was so fast that, like, now we have to go to commercials anyway, even though all the name tags have already been chosen. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Good old Squarespace. Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out with Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content. Even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. You can customize everything from look and feel to settings and products using beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Not to mention, everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And you can use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. Best of all, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, you know what to do. Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. The future's coming. Make it brighter with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com. Offer code D-O-U-G. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. That was so fast. That really speaks to how important it is to be sitting up front.
Oh, no, you will have to.
For future attendees of the show, if you want a better shot. Of course, I already took the joint off of the Shart poster, but
that's okay.
Why did you take my own, Kevin?
Well, I'm currently holding in a Shart.
Do you like... So
just for good luck.
There's two Butterfingers and two Reese's. What kind of Reese's is it? It's crunchy. Reese's crunchy. Do you like those?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. All of those are yours to keep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But you should probably give the rest of it back because that's a great poster and probably wants to, you know.
Yeah, and it's.
Burn it or something.
It's going to take up too much space in my apartment. So, yeah.
There you go.
I will give this back to you, Shart.
All right. That's a pledge to you, Shart. Go ahead now.
I picked Matt Ilda.
Yeah, I like the Matilda. We talked about it earlier.
His face is super creepy.
It's a really interesting face on there.
I hope this haunts all of your dreams tonight.
Oh, no, not before Thanksgiving. Matilda's even got an empty plate in front of him.
No, it's a little raspberry perfume.
Oh, raspberry tart, but what is hovering. It behind the plate? Or is it hovering?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's...
Matilda can make things move with her mind.
Only tarts.
Yeah. And only like a quarter of an inch off of a table. Sam!
This would be Guard Ryan's of the Galaxy, and this is
beautiful.
Incredibly well done.
Yeah.
And also, he tweeted this at you and tagged me in it earlier today, so you know, that's going to sell me big time.
You as Gamora looks like one of the worst magicians of all time.
You are not wrong, but I must say, my ass has never looked that good. And never will again, and I'm considering dyeing myself green now.
Yeah, no, it's a really good look. That yeah. hair especially, it looks like you have Cat Williams hair. Yeah, we got to get a close-up shot of that and put
Absolutely.
That on the internet. I think I tweeted around the whole poster, but
yeah.
just your face and that hair is pretty fucking precious.
Done and done.
All right, so that's who you guys are playing for. I've devised a few games for us to go through here, and looks like we're doing pretty good on time. Is anybody got a turkey in the oven or some shit? What? You got a turkey in the freezer?
You gotta pull that shit out if you want to eat it tomorrow.
It's hard to. That's a sentence. That's a hard thing to say and sound smart. I've got a turkey in the freezer. All right. Let's start with a game called Characters Welcome.
Oh.
I am going to list off some character names that are in a film, one specific film that all of these character names are in. And the first person on this stage, you can guess as often as you like, first person to correctly name the movie wins this game.
Pre-guessing allowed?
Let's have a pre-guess.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I like where your head's at because that's a Thanksgiving movie.
Well,
yeah.
I tried.
It's kind of a sneaky Thanksgiving movie.
It is.
Because he's trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But there's no Thanksgiving scenes.
That's true.
Yeah. Spoiler. He has a hard time getting home.
Yeah.
All right, any other pre-guesses?
Hook.
God damn you. I'm just glad the crowd didn't go into the chant this time. it's too late now. Kevin, you got a pre-guess?
Short Circuit 2.
Oh, that's a... Wait, is that the whole title?
Or yes,
does it
have
more words?
No, nope. Just Short Circuit 2.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think they gave that
back
one
back in the
a,
day where they didn't insist on having more words.
Yeah.
Although it's different, all you know, it's crazy. The full title thing really throws people. All right, here we go. Don Corleone.
The Godfather.
No.
The Godfather Part 2.
No.
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
The Godfather Part 3.
No. G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh. Mafia.
Harry Truman.
JFK. I was
about to say that. Igor Stravinsky. Now this is going to give
Hoffa.
This is going to give it away for some of you, so
Happy Feet.
Keep it in. Good guess, but no. Ted Nugent.
Kentucky Fried Movie.
Babar. As in Babar the elephant.
The elephant, yeah.
Hugo.
This is interesting.
I don't think I've seen this film.
Because the last name I have on this list is Fletch.
Fletch.
Fletch lives.
That was so close. Which one of you do you think it was?
I'll give it to you.
All right. Steven wins that game. Yeah, someone on Twitter suggested to me that it would be throw everybody for a loop if I used all of Fletch's aliases. from a
movie.
Yeah,
they were right.
And,
those aren't really character
names. I thought Ted Nugent was really going to give it away. Well, all of these characters, I just kept saying over and over again the setup, like, these character names
in the movie. I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't want to say aliases because then it's like, well, of course, right. It's Fletch. He's one of the only people that has a ton of aliases. So Steven wins that one, and Steven gets to go first. And then, Sam, you'll go second since you were right there. And then, Kevin, for a little round, few rounds of whose tagline is it anyway? Steven, what movie is this tagline from? We'll do it every year until we get it right. And it's not Fuck Palace 73.
We're going to do it until we get it right.
Yeah.
Christmas with the Cranks.
That is a great guess because you know what time of year it is. Sam?
Home for the Holidays.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're going to start us off for the next one, Kevin. What movie has the tagline, "Pack in the laughter"? With an exclamation point. Pack in the laughter! Pack it in! Does it help you think if I'm yelling, pack it?
Yes, keep yelling, please.
Pack!
Boo, a Medea Christmas.
Ooh. She hasn't... Wait.
It took me a second, too.
Boo, Medea's War on Christmas. No, Steven.
Eight heads in a duffel bag.
Pack in the laughter. Sam.
Unaccompanied minors.
No, it was all right under your noses. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I pre-guessed one game too soon.
All right, so where are we now? We're back to Steven, and this movie's tagline is, "She's the one in every family."
Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay. What time of year does that movie take place?
I have no idea.
Clearly. Sam?
Well, I can't think of anyone. I know this isn't right, but it does fit. Black Sheep?
She's the one in every family?
Yeah. Black Sheep.
It's Chris Farley and David Spade.
On paper it fits, but in reality it's very wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if it fits anywhere.
I got fever brain, man. I'm breaking out into a sweat over here.
Oh, God. Kevin.
Oh, man. I feel like I should have saved my Medea gag answer for this one. But I also don't know the true name of any Medea movies. So
there's,
I'll take a...
There's Social Medea. There's Jew Run Medea. What's the new expression they use now, though, instead of saying that? Instead of saying Jew Run Media, they just say Liberal Run Media?
Yeah, they just the mainstream media, the liberal media.
Lamestream.
The lamestream, sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway. Everybody knows it's the Jews. Why hide it? I don't know. Ho, 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 a Medea Christmas pie?
I like your enthusiasm for having to answer something. But the answer to this one, guys, is a Thanksgiving classic called Pieces of April.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
There is one in every family.
All right. Hopefully this one will make it easier on you guys. Steven, escape or die frying? Shut up. I mean, please don't say things.
I think I heard what that guy said, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, you got to do it if you heard what he said.
Well, I think.
Why would you guess something else? He said the right answer.
I don't have a chicken run.
Chicken run is right.
It's a bummer. I knew that one even before that guy shouted it out.
I like how people clapped anyway. But yeah, please don't.
That one's an easy one.
Good job. So yeah, if you know it in the audience, please don't yell it out. All right, where are we at?
Sam.
Sam's got a point. Steven's got a point. Hi, Kevin.
What's up, Doug?
Sam.
Yep.
For 100,000 people, Monday may never come.
Whoa. 100,000 people.
Monday may never come.
That's like the bleakest Christmas movie ever.
The Towering Inferno.
Oh. That would be a really big building.
It was at the NASCAR thing. That was the remake. No. I don't know.
Steven?
I don't know.
I mean, sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know. Volcano? I think a lot of people die from those.
Volcano? No. Steven?
San Andreas?
Bring it home. Oh, no. There was a movie once upon a time that was about flying the Goodyear blimp over a football
game. Oh, no, Black Sunday!
They call it Black Sunday, yes, Black Sunday.
Oh, man.
Because I'm looking forward to, you know, this weekend, Black Sunday. It's when we all go shopping.
Sure.
No?
Sure. Oh, man, Robert Shaw, I really blew it on that one. I should have gotten that.
He's great. We got a tie.
All right.
Yeah, between Sam and Steven, we're going to settle it with one more tagline.
Okay.
First person to answer correctly wins. Guess as often as you'd like.
Okay.
What movie has the tagline creepier, kookier?
Adam's Family Values.
Spookier.
Adam's Family.
Ookier.
The Adam's Family.
Hotel Transylvania.
Adam's Family Values.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
You're going so fast, I have not had a chance to just say Adam's Family Values is correct.
Thank you.
And to that guy who yelled out Titanic from the audience, women and children first. All right, so Sam, you get to go first in our game deciding game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is for all that stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Table o' crap. It's going to somebody. Who are you playing for again?
I'm playing for Guard Ryans of the Galaxy.
Ryan. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. You get to go first. In Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody gets a chance to go first in this game, but you're first.
Okay.
I'll name an actor or actress. You name a movie you think might be in their top three of all time.
Adjusted for Inflation.
Adjusted for Inflation.
Got it. Please say Vivian Leigh.
By Box Office Mojo.
Please don't say the name that Sam just
said. Yeah, well, yeah, because he would take Gone with the Wind and you'd be fucked. Because that's the biggest movie of all time still. after adjusting for inflation, I think.
I think so, too.
I haven't checked it lately.
You saw where I was going with
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I got to write in Steven's name here. Make it official. Okay. Sam?
Don't worry. It's feline age.
We go Sam, Steven, and then Kevin. Sam, you go first. The films of Katie Holmes.
Oh,
what
boy.
Indeed? What do you want to go with, Sam?
I am going to go with Batman Begins.
Okay. People like it. Steven?
I am going to say The Gift.
Oh, okay. Kevin?
Well, shit. I think those are the only two Katie Holmes movies I know.
I'll give you a hint.
You never saw Dawson's Creek, the movie?
We literally mentioned another one earlier.
Oh. Yes. Probably her most recent one, Lucky Logan. Logan Lucky?
Logan Lucky, okay.
She's in that one, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't the one I was referring
to.
We
mentioned Pieces of April, but that was a small movie. All right.
Oh, she's in that stupid movie?
Here we go. The results are in, because I've written them down ahead of time. Coming in at number three, Phone Booth.
Joel Schumacher.
Phone Booth with Colin Farrell in a phone booth.
That made money?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's top three for Katie Holmes. Everybody's second favorite former Tom Cruise wife. Maybe third, maybe three. There's some people out there that still know who Mimi Rogers is.
I was about to say, I'm more a Mimi Rogers guy.
I played poker with Mimi Rogers. Coming in at number two, you guys missed this one, Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill, the Thanksgiving Adam Sandler classic. And then coming in at number one, worth 3 points to Mr. Sam Levine, is, of course, Batman Begins.
I'm so glad I wasn't mad by you.
All right. Next round starts with Steven. Oh, this is interesting. The films of Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow.
Settle down. It's the holidays.
Jeez. I am going to say Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, look at you. Kevin?
I'll go with Grown Ups.
Grown Ups.
Yeah.
I was going to say Grown Ups.
Sam? Everybody out there's got an idea what it might be. Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Some people are like, I don't know. But a lot of people have strong opinions.
That they do.
What are you going to come up with, Sam?
I mean, this movie was very successful.
Adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, it was the late 90s. I'm going to say Big Daddy.
Big Daddy is what you're going with.
Guys, that movie made a lot of money.
All right.
It might not be in the top three, but I bet adjusted for inflation, it made over $1 billion.
Well, I've just been handed the results.
All right. What do they say, doctor?
Oh, it doesn't look good.
It's feline AIDS.
Coming in at number three, The Longest Yard.
Oh, wow. Shit. Wow, really?
Yeah, that
what the fuck?
Made some money. I mean, they remade a classic movie, and I thought they did a good job. Number two, 2 more points for Sam, Big Daddy!
Thank you very much.
And number one. Now, if you had a chance to take your answers back, gentlemen, and say another movie, what would you switch it to, just for fun?
Doesn't count, right?
Yeah, it's the answers you gave me are not the answer.
Well, then I would say Grown Ups 2.
I would say Hotel Transylvania.
2.
No, I said 2.
Smart. You guys are smart.
Oh, shit.
You guys are really good at switching it up to the other movie in the series.
That's what we did. We said Grown Ups 2, and then say Grown Ups, I said Transylvania 2.
I think Transylvania 2 made more than 1, and Grown Ups 1 made more than 2, but I'm not positive. But I can tell you this, the number one Adam Sandler movie, The Waterboy. The motherfucking Waterboy. Yeah, that movie was huge.
You guys got to understand, in the late 90s, Adam Sandler was like Tom fucking Hanks when it came to box office.
That really upsets my medulla oblongata.
Well done, sir.
Your medulla oblongata is sad?
Yeah, that I didn't get that right.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have thought of it if I was in your position. All right, Kevin, you get to go first.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sam is running away with this thing. So I really need you to focus.
How many points are we playing to?
It's not... we have a number of rounds we're going to play. I've got 3 and a tiebreaker.
Gotcha,
but
okay.
Time permitting, I might just fucking throw it out and not call it a tiebreaker and just do a 4th round.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. If either one of you can even remotely catch up to Sam to make this to make this interesting. Let's make this a horse race. Hoo-ah! The films of Al Pacino.
Oh, Pacino.
One of the stars of Jack and Jill.
Oh,
Thanksgiving
fuck.
Classic.
Okay. I'm glad you made that joke because I was actually going to make that my real answer.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Al Pacino, you say.
Let me just say this, just get it out of the way. Jack and Jill on Al Pacino's top movies is number 16. It's number... It's number 2 for Katie Holmes. And Al Pacino has 15 movies that made more than, I think Jack and Jill made like $90 million.
It made an ungodly amount of money for
right.
How awful it was.
It did all right.
Yeah.
Godfather 2?
Is that your answer?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Sam? I will say The Godfather.
Okay.
Scarface.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that reaction was. Are you like mad at Scarface? Or Steven? Steven's attitude about Scarface? Coming in at number 9. Hoo-ah! Scent of a Woman. Takes place on Thanksgiving.
That's true.
I hope to drive around in a fast car downtown with a blind person tomorrow to celebrate Thanksgiving.
And you know
Scent of a Woman style.
Who'll pull you over is Ron Eldard, also the original voice on the phone in Phone Booth before he got replaced by Kiefer Sutherland. That's why you bring me on the show, folks.
He doesn't get points, does he?
No, he doesn't. I don't know what that outburst was about.
I'm just doling out a little fun movie trivia. That's all.
Ron Eldard! That's where you lost me. I was just like, holy shit, Ron Eldard.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, Dick Tracy.
Ooh. Wow.
Mumbles, that was Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Or did he yell at Mumbles a lot? That's why you said that. Mumbles! You gotta help me out, Mumbles.
Hey, what was his character in that?
Big
like
Daddy
Queef
or something
Malone?
Like that?
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Because Mumbles ends up saying Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it. That's what Mumbles says.
Why did they call Mumbles Rain Man?
Big Boy did it.
Exactly. Good impression.
Thank you.
Number 2. The Godfather Part 2. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you know where this is headed. Number one, The Godfather. Sam has all the points. Kevin's not even close enough to catch up on this next round, but it'll still be fun to do it, I think. Starting with, did somebody go, no? Tipsy Crow's late happy hour ends at 9. Well, you're 16 minutes late, sir. Sorry. I love Tipsy Crow. All right, what's happening? Oh, so Sam, you'll start us off just for fun. We'll play this extra round.
Okay.
The films of David Spade.
Ooh!
Who, of course, was also featured in Jack and Jill. Just to help you out, that one came in at number 7.
Thank you.
For
Thank
David
you so much
Spade.
For that.
That's a tough one.
Use your microphone voice.
Sorry. All right, adjusting for inflation, I'll say Tommy Boy.
Oh.
Me?
Yes, Steven.
Hotel Transylvania.
You're getting the eye, Steven. You're getting the eye.
What did I just say a while ago about Hotel Transylvania 1 and 2?
You said that one made more than 2.
No. I said Grown Ups 1 made more than Grown Ups 2.
Oh, Hotel Transylvania 2.
Kevin?
Does the streaming service Crackle count towards... box office, can I throw out a Joe Dirt 2?
Wait, we've already been discussing how grown-ups...
I know, I grown-ups.
And that's Joe Dirte, you dick.
Okay, so 7 was Jack and Jill. 6, The Emperor's New Groove.
Wow.
Yeah. 5, Grown-Ups 2. 4, Hotel Transylvania 2. 3, Hotel Transylvania 2. I fucked that up. 4 is Hotel Transylvania. Then, you get what I'm saying. 2, The First Grown-Ups. And number 1, The Rugrats movie.
What was he, Reptar?
Who the fuck does he play in that? Is he fucking Baby Dill?
Wait, you know that movie well enough to be... to be like, wait a second.
No, I know the characters
what
of Rugrats.
Are you doing that? I'm sure it was a tiny... I mean, it was a Rugrat-sized part. I'm sure he was the voice of a small person. Yeah, I don't know how big his part is. It might be brief. Yeah, it might be super brief. But it didn't matter anyway, because Sam won this thing fair and square.
Oh, thank you!
So where is Ryan? Guard Ryan's? Of the galaxy. Here's all your stuff, dude. Oh, he's going to get it later. I like that attitude. If anybody wants to run up and pick things out of it, I'm going to fight Ryan for it. Congratulations. What part of town are you from?
Right by SDSU.
Right by SDSU. That part of town doesn't have a name. You just have to be in the shadows of the college. We're in nightly sobriety checkville. He's your right. That wasn't my point. Just saying you live right near a party school.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna be smoking.
Oh. He's gonna be smoking. He and I are gonna smoke on the sidewalk. The sidewalks of downtown San Diego.
I love that Springsteen song.
Are you finished with your food yet?
I finally am, yeah.
Been eating the entire show.
Clearly
I'm not trying to stretch right now to, you know, reach a certain length. I'm just trying to make sure you're finished with your meal.
I'm done. Thank you, Doug.
What did you have?
The chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders?
Yeah. And they were extra special. They took almost an hour to cook.
What's your sauce? What kind of sauce you go for?
There was just ketchup and ranch here. I ate them plain.
You didn't do either of them?
Not really.
Okay. Guys, I always ask for barbecue.
Oh, you got to mix those two.
I should have.
Yeah. Or just a gun. What? You know, kill myself because I'm waiting around for an hour for chicken strips. Uh-huh. You got anything to plug, buddy?
Yeah, let's see. Kevin Pollak's chat show. We're on almost every Sunday. New episodes drop every Tuesday. We just had Ricky Gervais on the show.
I'm interested to see some of his work. I hear he's good.
Uh-huh. That's on iTunes and YouTube. A little cross-promotion. If you're a movie trivia fan, and I assume you are, check out the Movie Trivia Schmodown from the gang over at Collider. They're on YouTube as well. Just Google Movie Trivia Schmodown, and there's some fun movie trivia stuff there.
Here's some fun movie trivia. Ricky Gervais plays a dentist in a movie where he's friends with a ghost.
Yes. Ghost Town.
Yeah, I was being silly.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Greg Kinnear's finest work.
Greg Kinnear is good in that.
He is good in it. Yeah. Oh, future upcoming guest on the chat show, Greg Kinnear.
Oh!
There you go.
Are you guys going to talk soup?
No, we're just going to talk later.
Okay, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh.
Steven Straw.
That's me.
Great first-time guest on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome competitor. You gave it your all, but, you know, Sam is here.
I know. I looked at him. He doesn't have a shit on his thing. I looked at him as soon as I was like, well, you're going to have to put shithead because I'm planning to get Sam, so.
Oh, so do we still not have a shithead?
No, he'll have to tell you.
Whose name tag was it?
Yours? Matt Tilda.
Oh, well.
No, you tell him the shit.
Did she make the name tag for you? Is that what happened? I don't know. He said he didn't know the rules. Why would you make a name tag if you didn't even know the rules? You know what I mean? Okay. But you don't listen to it either?
Oh. To it.
You listen, but you don't understand it.
He skips the rules part.
Skip the rules part? How does that happen? Yeah, go ahead. Write it down. Write down somebody for me to call a shithead. It doesn't have to be you. You don't have to write down your own name. That's sad.
Even now, they still don't understand.
Pick somebody.
Yeah, that is not in the rules.
Some people fall asleep before the end part, so they don't hear the shitheads.
Oh, this is a great one.
Oh, you're just grabbing other people's name tags? I don't even know how to pronounce this asshole's name, but I agree with you on that one. I'll throw it in there.
Yeah, he is an asshole.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's bad. That guy's bad. All right, so we're good? Yeah, that's another name for him. I'll try to say his actual name, though, because people can tweet at him and yell at him.
Is it cool if I throw out my Twitter handle real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, please, please give me a follow. I need a lot of followers to open up. Wait.
You said, can I throw out my handle?
Yeah.
Not, can I beg?
Well, I'm just saying I need followers.
Just throw it out there. They're going to follow you, man. People are into you.
Everett Scott SCP.
That's too much. No one's going to bother with all that nonsense.
That is both my Twitter and Instagram.
Is Everett Scott, is that the doctor in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It absolutely is the doctor in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That is also my wrestling persona, Everett Scott.
And you are you in a wheelchair?
I am not.
Oh. Finally, a walking Everett Scott.
That's a great gimmick.
I didn't like that about the character that he was in the wheelchair. Now that he's walking, I'm into it.
I want to see competitive wheelchair wrestling now.
Murder Ball.
Oh, all right.
Kind of like that. Yeah. They don't wrestle, though.
No.
Wrestling would just be pulling each other out of the chair and then just flapping around. All right. Okay, Kevin Kraft, what do you got going on, man?
If you have SiriusXM, you can listen to the Jason Ellis Show weekdays, noon to 3 Pacific on Channel 103. And I also host my own podcast on the Riotcast Network called Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Nice.
And that is all I have.
Yeah, and, you know, come to Ellis Mania. I assume there's going to be another one in Vegas next fall.
Maybe. Yeah, they are, as you saw firsthand, quite entertaining.
It's so much fun.
People, like six people in the ring at the same time, wearing blindfolds and shock collars, blindly beating the shit out of each other for about 12 minutes.
Yeah, we should say Ellis Mania is like a series of fights that are just engineered to be just entertaining to watch because they don't make any fucking sense, and it's hilarious. And there's one fight where everyone in the audience, they give you a bunch of rubber balls and you just get to throw them at the people while they're trying to fight each other. Yeah. It's so much fun.
About 5 years ago, Nick Swardson fought our old co-host who doesn't know how to throw punches. He throws double punches like a kangaroo. Yeah.
So Nick won?
Yes.
Spoiler?
Yeah, yeah. He was very proud of himself.
Is there footage of that on the internet?
There is. Oh, yeah, like if you just search Ellis Mania on YouTube, there's tons.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, they're very awesome. Entertaining.
All right. That's it, I guess. American Comedy Company, thank you for having us again. And thank you, everybody, for being here. And we're back here the day after Christmas, December 26th. And, I'm going to cook up another strong lineup because I know you guys like a serious competition. And probably get Jacob Seraph to come down.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. One more time for all of my guests. Sam Levine, Stephen Straw, and Kevin Kraft. As always... Ajit Pai and the FCC and the EA and Prairie Dogs and Asperger's, and it's not spelled like this. It's ass space burgers.
They're disgusting.
Constipation is a shit. Inconsistent line management for seating at the comedy club is a shithead. This person put a lot of shitheads.
Yeah, this isn't a therapy session.
Yeah, and this other one, though, this is the last one. This one's right to the point. Ray Moore is a shithead.
Yeah. Roy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.